Playbook Audio Briefing is sponsored by Google Search in 2017.
Good morning and welcome to your Political Playbook Audio Briefing. I'm Jake Sherman here with Anna Palmer and Zach Montalero. We're talking about Russia, an issue that's consumed much of the first year of Donald Trump's presidency, and an issue that really doesn't seem to be going away for him.
No, I think this is something that clearly, obviously, President Trump had to deal with on the campaign trail. It has been kind of an underlying issue for all of 2017. There's investigations going on. The special prosecutor has gotten into this. And clearly, you know, we're looking at this being something that they're going to have to deal with in 2018 and also on the campaign trail.
I think the big issue is some of the alleged misstatements, right? I mean, you talk about the campaign saying that they forgot about conversations about Russia, or they didn't remember things. And I'm not intimating anyone specifically is misleading, but it's hard to believe considering Russia was such a big part of the campaign in 2016, right? I mean, the president, or the now president, then the candidate Donald Trump, asked Russia to retrieve emails from Hillary Clinton's server. There were questions about why Donald Trump was so close with was speaking so nicely about Vladimir Putin, the strongman leader of Russia. So I think there are a lot of answers that have been not a lot of questions that have been not answered in the last year. And when questions don't get answered, it lingers.
So we see that too in the indictments and the plea bargains that Robert Mueller's team has gotten from Trump campaign associates and as they like to classify it, as hanger-ons, in former General Flynn, in Paul Manafort, in Gates. And
everybody's a hanger-on, right? If they, you know, yes. Getting coffee, the coffee boy. Trump had a lot of coffee boys.
Well, it's interesting in the coffee boy realm. I mean, this is a guy who was celebrated with great fanfare in when he went overseas, when he went to Greece. We're talking about George Papadopoulos, mm-hmm. and who the Trump campaign has dismissed as a low-level aide, although he was in meetings with senior members of the mm-hmm. campaign. I could tell you on Capitol Hill, the committees are digging into this, the intelligence committees, there's special committees, and I don't think there's any sense that they will take their foot off the gas before they get some answers.
I think that's right. And the one thing that to me has been pretty interesting has been how this White House has really dealt with this, right? From the podium, you have Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you have Trump himself often on Twitter saying it is a witch hunt. They're very defensive about it. You have Ty Cobb, the president's counsel, saying, you know, even as recently as this month, that, you know, they're wrapping up interviews, this is going to get over. They're trying very hard to, in the public arena, put as much pressure as possible to say that this needs to get a swift end. It needs to be over.
And I would classify this as a case of moving goalposts, because when this investigation was started, we said, this is entirely witch hunt, there's nothing here. And as more and more senior levels of the campaign were wrapped up in it, the White House shifted and said, there's nothing here that proves collusion. In fact, the fact that there is nothing in these indictments and plea bargains that says there's no collusion is a good sign for the president. So he's really moving the goalposts. And they did that even with the timeline that, you know, we were hearing from White House lawyers it's supposed to be over by Thanksgiving. We are now well past Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be over end of the year. And it shows no sign of slowing down by the end of the year.
Bottom line, it sounds like this is going to keep on trucking, as we say, and going to play a big role in the midterm elections.